What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love!
Good morning. How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy working on a Tuesday morning here. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. How are you? What's up, 15?
Hello.
No, today's the 12th of May, and we're starting off at a chilly 34 degrees. You know, they say, you know, you can buy your plants starting on Mother's Day. It's usually safe, right, to have, you know, plants and flowers and stuff like that. But we're still on the edge of freezing right now, so I'm not sure.
To see if my flowers last.
I know. Did you get some over Mother's Day weekend?
I did.
Yeah.
Just little hanging baskets. And they're still looking good. We'll see what happens later on this morning.
Yeah, it should be okay. If we have a couple more mornings like this, you may want to bring them in. If you know it's going to be freezy. We regifted our flowers for Mother's Day. My wife regifted her flowers that Ellie brought home from school. Gave them to her mom and her sister.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I could laugh along with that.
We still have a couple left.
Ellie's so excited, probably, to...
I think it was more like... So she brought like six plants home. Just little one, like one marigold and one...
That's what it is. It's the marigold. Well, she brought six. It's usually just one. So she probably intentionally brought... more for grandma.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Aunt. Julie.
Yeah. My 6-year-old thinks like that. I don't think so.
That's what my kids used to do too. We would buy a bunch and then we would disperse it.
Oh, divvy them out.
Yeah. Okay. So she didn't give her flowers away. Man, you make your wife sound so bad even when it's not bad.
I didn't know.
Well, that's because you're a dad.
Give me a break then, because I'm a dad. You just gave me a break. Thank you.
No, that was sarcasm.
Spaziano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Uh-oh. Some people aren't very happy. Sunny and 9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, Buffalo Bills news. They're going to release the full schedule on Thursday, Sandy, of all the games. But they leaked out the home opener at the brand spanking new stadium smell, bedpan looking Highmark Stadium. that'll always forever stick in my mind once you brought that up. You know?
Yeah, everybody else too. Everybody. Why aren't people happy?
Because it's not the opening week. It's the second week for opening day for the first game at Highmark. And it's on a Thursday night. And it's on Amazon Prime only.
Oh, that's annoying. That is annoying. I'm telling you right now. I'm saying it out loud right now.
Say it out loud right now.
If my husband wants to buy a new service, pay for a new service just to watch the game, he's going to be looking for a home. So if anybody wants to adopt my husband during football season, that was so frustrating last year.
Why did you guys just turn a service?
Well, we had it for the Olympics. We had to buy Paramount just for the Olympics. And then we had to keep it because of the whatever game was on it. Was the Super Bowl on it? I don't even know.
Oh, Sheriff Country is on. And Marshalls is on Paramount Plus.
I don't care. Don't care about TV.
Yeah. Why don't you watch TV? To get away, escape.
Well, come on. I'm not the only person that is so annoyed by the fact that you can't watch what you want to watch unless you pay. And then when you pay, you're still getting commercials.
Yeah, that's right. Well, guess what? Yeah.
So are you annoyed by this Buffalo Bills thing? Because
I am a bit, because it's Thursday night, 8 o'clock, and it's going to be late for our schedule. And I really want to stay up for the whole thing. And then do the first, man, I wish it was a Sunday at 1 o'clock so we could just have a little party, you know, a little party at the house. Opening day.
Yeah, but you got plenty of other games to have a party at the house.
I know,
does it really matter?
It's the first time at Highmark. We're going to see, you know, we're going to get all the looks and all the, you know, they're going to do all the vignettes ahead of time of what it looks like and all the features of it and stuff like that. And now I got to sit there and, you know, watch it on a Thursday night.
So are you talking about for the season ticket holders or for those who want to go to the game? It's
how
a little
that?
Bit more inconvenient, and chances are you're not going to be able to go.
Yeah, chances
and
are.
Everybody wants to be that first butt in the seat.
Absolutely.
Okay, I get that.
So you're going to have to take the next day off.
How do they determine it? Well, anybody know how they decide that? Like, if they know that this is a brand new stadium and so many fans want to sit and be there for the game, why would they pick a Thursday instead of a Sunday?
Well, it's not the Bills that pick it. I think the NFL itself.
Still, they got a new stadium. Not everybody gets a new stadium.
You know, they should. Yeah, they should have been able. Don't you think they could have figured out something? And I don't know how this works. Maybe Ken can call Bills Mafia Ken, because he brought this to my attention this morning. I don't know how games are placed and teams together and what, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. There's got to be some politics involved, right? Hey, we just spent $1 billion on a new stadium. Are you guys going to give us a spotlight, huh?
We're talking about the NFL. Of course there's politics. There's who's going to make who happy.
Yeah. How about the NFL's making Jeff Bezos happy by making people buy Amazon Prime to watch the first home game?
Oh, man. That's is he buds with those people?
Who's
Goodell
he?
And
I don't know. Probably. They probably all know. Billionaires, they all know each other. It's coming up on 6:12 now on 98.9. Okay, so Thursday, September 17th, Amazon Prime, Bills first game versus the Detroit Lions, which ought to be a decent one. It's not going to be, you know, anyway, at the new Highmark Stadium. Full Buffalo Bills season schedule release coming up Thursday.
Spisano and Sandy. We are traveling now to Karen's Corner. Today, we are going to Farmington.
Oh.
A rant from Farmington.
Oh.
And you have to try to guess. Try to see if out of the 30 comments, were the majority for the rant or against it?
Well, we'll see. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy, welcome.
Okay. This is the rant from Farmington. Are you ready? I have said this before, but I am so upset to see so many dogs and especially cats missing. Mm-hmm. I've had two cats and they've never gotten out. So please watch your cat so she or he does not escape. It is so sad and I get so angry to see this happening again. Thank you for letting me rant and rave. Out of the 30 comments, were the majority for or against it?
You know, pet people are so very passionate. And
yes.
there's a category. It's not bad, but it's borders on obsession. And then when they project that obsession out, it could possibly come back to bite you. No pun intended.
How do you feel about this rant? Do you also, when you see the missing dog, missing cat, do you judge that pet owner? Because she is fiercely judging you if you have a missing pet.
If my pet went missing, I would put up a sign also.
So you don't judge those who do?
No, I feel bad.
Are you sympathetic or do you wag your finger? Like, what do you do? Keep your eye on your pet for crying out loud. How does that happen?
How dare you let your dog escape?
You know, I will be honest. I will be honest. I used to, before I had a pet, I used to judge those pet owners. Like, what are you doing? Why can't you keep your eye on your animal?
Yeah, right.
And I somehow, in my mind, thought, like, put all the blame on the pet owner. And then I got a mini schnauzer who has darted out the front door before when they, you know, he saw something walk by that he was interested in.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, my sister was watching the dog once and he darted across the street. Like, there's been so many near misses with my freaking dog that I'm
oh,
like,
God.
okay. lesson learned. I will not judge any pet owner if you have your dog or cat go missing.
So the majority of the comments is what we're trying to predict here, right?
Yeah. So now, and please feel free to have your take as well. 818-2899. Mm-hmm. Out of the 30 comments, were the majority for or against the Karen's rant from Farmington?
Okay, we'll get to it in just a few minutes. Karen's Corner continues next.
98.9 The Buzz.
Just want to put a shout out to Ernie and the guys listening. We have new listeners, Sandra, so they can't wait to hear about Karen's Corner.
Oh, call in, guys. You can play along with this. Karen's Corner, we just read a rant from a woman in Farmington who is fed up with all the missing dog and cat posts online. And she says that she's very disappointed in that tone of voice. She's very disappointed in pet owners who let their animals go missing in the first place. Now, you have to guess. Did the comments, the 30 comments, mm-hmm. did the majority agree with her or totally turn on her?
So she's like, how dare you lose your animal, your dog, your cat? How dare you?
What do you think? 30 comments. Did the majority side with her or not?
I think they sided against her.
Like, oh, against her?
Yeah, stop ranting about losing. You know, animals are animals. They can take off on you. And if you lose them, you don't just be like, oh, well, they're gone. You have to put something out there or on social or on a telephone pole.
And you don't judge the pet owner who loses their pet.
Absolutely not.
No. It was pretty much back and forth with the comments.
Mm-hmm.
But the slight majority was against the rant. It was against the rant. You were right. To a point where she had to comment to the comments and say, okay, sorry, I didn't mean to make everybody upset, but this is just how I feel.
So she's like, sorry I said anything, but this is what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again.
Yes, she tried to back it up. Right. Best comment, though? Cassidy from Bloomfield.
Okay.
How heartbreaking to not support someone during an extremely stressful, scary time of their life, and instead you shame them? Your opinion comes from one place of privilege. Accidents happen, and the most careful people can have this happen to them. So I hope you don't expect empathy from others when you refuse to give it to them if you ever end up in this situation.
Oh, that was cold.
That was powerful guilt right there from Cassidy.
That was Mrs. Cold. Cassidy, you are Mrs. Cold.
And the end of her last name did end with a vowel. So I feel like there's some European guilt with her.
Yeah.
But there you go. Karen's Corner on Spezzano and Sandy.
And that's why we call her Karen. 6:45 on the Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. Going to be nice. Going to be 57 degrees today in sunshiny skies.
Okay, will there be new rules in Fairport in reaction to some of the recent fights and crowds around the bars? Mm. Some neighbors are pushing for it. We'll talk about it just after 7.
98.9 The Buzz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, hi, 7 o'clock hour now on 98.9 The Buzz. This is Spezzano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up? Nice day. Sunny and 57 degrees. I don't understand this next thing we're talking about.
Well,
it makes no sense.
Well, so here's the question that I'm putting out there. Now, if you live in Fairport, or if you have family, friends in Fairport, then you'll be a little bit more passionate about this than the rest of us. But everybody's going to have an opinion if there should be new rules in Fairport. Those unruly kids.
I know, those rioters.
So apparently, for a hot second, the village did put up security cameras around, you know, the hot spot of Fairport, wherever, you know, the nightlife.
Yeah.
After, you know, we heard those, you know, fights breaking out, and there was this two fights in one weekend, and it was like, okay, so the town's like, listen, we're putting up security cameras, okay?
Yeah.
We're watching you. Our eyes on you.
Yeah.
Okay, they took down those security cameras. Okay. It was supposed to just be a temporary thing. That's what they even said. This was not supposed to be a permanent thing. It was just a temporary thing just to calm everybody down. Kids, calm down. Oh. But now some neighbors and visitors are saying they actually want them back. Because Fairport has gotten so busy, some people are saying we just don't feel as safe. And we feel safer when we know that there's security cameras around.
Okay, I get that. But I don't understand why you would spend money to put up security cameras and then waste that money by taking them down. Or unless they were dummy cameras. You know how so many people put up like a camera and it's not hooked up. It's just, oh, you're in the big sign, security's watching you.
I don't.
My neighbor's got one on his camper.
I mean, I don't. Don't call out your neighbor. He's so mad at you right now. Well, I don't know. They didn't say. They're not gonna tell us they're dummy cameras.
Right.
They didn't go through the finances. Maybe they were just laying around in the back room. I don't know. I'm not sure. But they were only supposed to be a temporary thing. And now some residents say that the cameras made them feel safer, especially with crowds, with the bars and breweries.
Sure.
And limited police staffing. If you remember, they are down a few police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the mayor of Fairport said we're working diligently to beef up the security, but I don't know if that, you know, there's a process, right?
It's going to take some time. Yeah, it takes a while. That
now,
and money.
Others, including some businesses, thought the large temporary cameras felt like overkill because fights in Fairport are still considered pretty rare. Is what the business owners are saying.
Okay, yeah. I can see how they, like, play it down.
But why wouldn't you? If I owned a business, please, security camera this joint up. Why are they thinking it's overkill? I thought it was going to be the opposite.
Me too, but I can see there's a... I'm trying to look on the other side. You can see the perception of, like, when... here's an example. My liquor store, during COVID... And remember when it was like crazy and like there was riots and like crazy stuff? Way out where I am, east side, put up metal bars like a grid. Kind of decorative, but like, oh, I see. They don't want anybody breaking into the liquor store and stealing booze.
You're saying that's the same thing as a security camera?
No, I'm just saying the perception of something like that. Or, you know, when a business rolls down that giant gate and locks it to the cement.
I think that's the perception of
it being not as safe. So it's being put up for safety.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the perception, the visuals of it are, you know, it must not be as safe as it used to be.
Aren't we in a time now where we just assume security cameras are there? There is no perception. Like a gate is different than security cameras. I mean, there's security cameras in Greece on the light poles. Like, we don't even think anything of it. It's just a thing. In more towns, it's not just Greece.
Yeah.
But more towns are just putting them up.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't even know if that perception is really a perception anymore of unsafe, but maybe there was one resident that suggested the village. How about this? How do you feel about this? 818-2899. You can always join in.
Yeah.
One resident suggested the village to consider earlier last call hours since the fights reportedly happened around 2 a.m.
Oh, closing time. Yeah.
So. I kind of feel like the fights will just happen sooner. I don't know if rooting it for everybody.
That's less income for the bars from midnight to 2,
that's less
you see?
Income for
so
the
I'm sure those,
those
business owners will never go for that unless they all get together and bring it to the town. I mean, if the business owners, the bars, the restaurants, the places that serve alcohol go to the town and say, hey, we want to turn everything off at 10, then... Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute. Tyler makes a good point here. Mm. Thanks for messaging us on 98.9 The Buzz on our socials. Cameras don't make downtown safer. They just make people feel safer until something still happens anyway.
Well, yeah, it's a good point.
It's not going to stop the crime. It's just going to get a good visual of the person committing the crime. Not necessarily does it even punish the person committing the crime. We just have a good mugshot then.
Yeah, we get to see the crime now, and then that, just, that doesn't make it any better. So I think security cameras are more perception than reality, and they may be a temporarily a little comfort blanket. You know, when it comes to security.
So do you see we should even worry about a solution? Do you say, okay, last vote, do you say just let it be, let it play out, that's just how it is? Or do you say we should do something like more police officers or more security cameras?
I say we should put the security cameras back up. If they put them up, don't take them down.
You just said you didn't do anything, and now you're saying put them up.
But the perception, I'm okay with that. If I perceive that it's safer, look, here's the deal. If the security cameras are there the whole time, nothing changes. But if they're not there, and they're there, that's a security blanket.
People are going to get used to them.
And then they take them down again. That's like, oh, geez.
People are going to get used to them. They're not going to even see it. They're not going to care.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so that's what's happening in Fairport, and we'll see what the town decides to do. If you want to weigh in on this, 98.9 The Buzz is our socials.
Spezzano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Oh, God, you're talking messy like fluff and utter all over my daughter's face yesterday afternoon. That's how messy this is going to be.
Well, if you put some Nutella in that fluff and utter with some peanut butter, that is delicious. I'll lick her face. Okay, so this is now, you got to beware.
Huh?
If you ever post anything on socials, I might bring it up on the air.
Yeah, of course.
If you yourself see something Jerk or Justified-y, you can bring it up yourself.
Yes.
818-2899. From the Ladder Road area, I have a company doing work on my house today.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisor keeps calling me dear. Is it just me, or does this drive you crazy too?
Oh.
I did say nicely, my name is blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
You can call me that instead. She was bold enough to correct him.
Who's getting in the who's Jerk or Justified?
I wouldn't correct someone. We will see as the day progresses. Do I get a thumbs up or thumbs down? Jerk or Justified?
Wow. So the contractor calls her dear.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. She put herself on trial because she's asking Jerk or Justified, do I get a thumbs up or down? But I don't know. Do you want to put the contractor on trial for, let's do that. That's easier, right?
Oh, okay.
For someone to call you dear.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really bad?
Has that ever happened to you?
Well, Handyman John, you listening right now because he does it.
Oh, use him in a sentence.
Use him in a sentence.
Use it in the sentence. How is it said?
What do you mean?
Like
it's like me saying, Scott, how do I use your name in a sentence? It's a name. It's
so it's like, do you mind if I put a tarp down on the floor, dear?
Yeah, whatever. However you use it. Yeah. Yeah. So Andy Banjan, who's part of the Buzz fam, nicest guy in the world, but he will call you dear because he's like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see, I wasn't offended by it. I do feel a little bit younger, and I like that feeling. So, my dentist calls me dear, too. I'm like, okay.
Hey, can I put a tarp down on the floor, Grandma?
Yeah, right? It could be worse. It could be worse. Okay, so when someone calls you dear, what do you think?
The number is 818-2899. Let's get the first call. Hey, good morning, Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
I think it's Justified.
Yeah, okay. I do too, actually. I want to reserve my judgment until we get the calls. Yeah, I think it's a term it's a term of endearment. It's just by saying your name formally every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I just sometimes they forget what your name is. They work with a lot of people. You guys give them a little grace.
Sandy, I go through the Dunkin' down by Channel 13 every Friday morning.
Okay.
And same lady at the window, and she always calls me hon.
Same thing.
Yeah. She's like, good morning, hon. What do you need?
Wonder if men, like some women do get offended by this, like this person who posted it. But I wonder if the same number of men get offended by when women say things like that, like dear, hun, whatever.
No.
Oh, they don't get offended about anything.
No, yeah, not
that's
really.
True. That's true. they think it's a turn on. Right. Right. Oh, she wants me. Okay.
Call me Phil. I don't care. Well, it's funny because one Friday morning, she's like, welcome to Dunkin', what can I get you? I'm like, okay, then she goes, okay, that'll be whatever. And she didn't say hun.
Oh, no.
And I went
she
up to the window. I'm like, did you? I said, you didn't call me hun today. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I call everybody hun. I was just busy. I'm like, okay.
You called her out.
I did. Well, now I see her. Now she remembers me and she gives me extra napkins.
Oh, that's funny. I'm so lucky. Thank you, fired up, Trish.
Bye, Trish. You know, you've made it when you're like in with the person at the drive thru and they give you more than one napkin. You know you are in. Yay.
Jizz are coming in on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk, it's a professional job at her home, not a diner in 1975. Which, excuse me, I'm a little bit offended by that because I was born in 75.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
And I feel like that's not black and white. I think you were trying to refer to the black and white days.
Can I have an ashtray, dear?
Can we say 1932, please?
Can I have eggs over easy and an ashtray, dear?
Oh, God. Justified. She did exactly what you're supposed to do. Politely correct it once. Now, if he keeps going, then yes, that's jerk. But one time is no big deal. I don't know. Do you think he meant it like condescending? No. That's just contractor talk. I don't know if that's giving them too much grace, but.
Is the word for this a colloquialism? Or no, or is this a term of endearment? I don't know. I feel like
this
word
is, you know what this reminds me of? And I don't know who this person is who posted about how offended she was when her contractor called her dear, but I kind of feel like it must be a millennial maybe, but Gen Z definitely. Because my daughter, remember, she was offended in the parking lot when an older gentleman said something like that to us. Like, oh, you ladies waiting for me? How's, you know what I mean? Like that kind of tone.
Yeah.
And I was like, ha, 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 ha. And my daughter's like, that is disrespectful.
Disrespectful. He's a creep.
I was like, well, I don't know. Okay. But anyhow, looking at the count,
Looks
our
like
jury, our moral compass here on The Buzz, dude who refers to women as deer.
The verdict is... Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
What caused that fire? Fire in the Wegmans parking lot?
Oh,
insane. We'll talk about that after 8.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
Honestly, they're part of my whole childhood, and the fact that my kids now have that too on the Buzz every morning, that's not something I take for granted.
They helped me catch my cheating husband on War of the Roses. I was sitting in my car shaking. I'll never forget that as long as I live. It was crazy, but I'm glad they were there for me.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80+ blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
98.9 to Buzz Fizzano and Sandy. Good morning, Sandy Waters. What's going on, baby?
Good morning. Okay, crazy situation in the Wegmans parking lot in Henrietta yesterday morning. And I hear it's a crazy situation, same kind of situation around Our Lady of Mercy High School today.
Oh, what happened?
Where a vehicle catches fire.
Oh, no.
I guess this morning, I just got an email from the school that says, hey, we apologize for the huge pile of trash in the parking lot.
Oh.
But a dump truck or a garbage truck caught fire, and had to
extinguish. Oh, God.
Dump the trash in our parking lot.
Dump it out.
Oh, no.
God, that must have been dramatic. I'm sure there's great video.
There is great video of what happened at the Wegmans parking lot yesterday morning. Where three cars were heavily damaged after catching fire.
Oh.
Two of the vehicles, a total loss.
Oh, that sucks.
Fire department determined that a mechanical issue in the engine compartment of one of the cars caused the fire.
Isn't that weird?
When you see the video, I mean, did you see the video?
Did you catch
the video? Oh, my God. Huge plume of black smoke.
Yeah.
And then a huge blaze of fire. It's not a little fire. It's crap fire.
You know, I saw driving home last week. I forgot to mention on one of the expressway off ramps on 104, there was a car on fire.
What is happening with all these cars on fire? Hold on.
Is something slipping in the quality control department of these vehicles? What's going on?
Wait, somebody has to... I have never once witnessed a car on fire, and now it feels like it's...
Yeah.
Being captured on video locally.
Yeah.
Often.
I mean, I hear of a few on traffic reports throughout the year, but that's the third that's the third one I've heard of in a week.
Right.
Garbage truck.
So
fire,
this
cars.
Now the minute that somebody had commented that in one of the vehicles there was lawn equipment, the minute you mentioned that, then all the comments came in and the rumors spread that it was because of the lithium battery.
No.
Everybody started to freak out about that, which the fire department had to say, okay, no, it is not the lithium battery. It was a mechanical issue in the engine, which freaks me. Which one freaks you out more, thinking it's the lithium battery or just something in the engine?
Well, if it was on a trailer, I mean, I'd much rather have something.
No, it was in a trailer. It was
lawn equipment inside a car?
Well, it was like a big truck. It was like an old big truck, but not an open bed truck.
Huh.
So I don't know, maybe it could have been, I mean, lawn equipment could be anything from a blow,
like a lawn leaf blower or something. Yeah. I'm leery of the lithium batteries. Now they're safer these days, but remember when those what do you call those things? Like a skateboard on wheels.
Oh, my God. The hoverboard.
Hoverboards. Yeah.
That is so funny you said that, because I was thinking that same thing. My kids would relentlessly ask me for one of those. And I said, absolutely not, because they would catch fire.
Yeah. Well, because people were buying like cheap ones that were made, you know, overseas that were not, you know, under any regulation.
I don't know if I'm more paranoid by the fact, like, if the story was because, I think I would feel better knowing it was the battery than just a rando mechanical issue in the engine. That means what is in my engine that, I mean, what does that even mean? What could catch fire?
I mean,
I don't even know.
Right. That's you call your dad. He knows all about cars.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask dad. But my husband was like, he gave me what I was telling him, like, oh, my God, this is so wild. Did you hear that story in Henrietta? And he gives me this look and he goes, see, that is why I'm a faraway parker.
Oh,
it drives me so crazy parks on the other side of the lot because he wants to stay as far away from people, vehicles, cart corrals as possible.
Really?
And I complain. This is my big pet peeve with him. I hate going to Wegmans with him because he will make me walk no matter what the weather is. And it gets me so frustrated.
Oh, it's the weather. Okay. It's not the length of walk.
It's the weather. Like, I just want to go in and out, not walk a mile to the entrance of the freaking store.
That's
I'm like,
funny.
You are officially an old person
and
when you're
like
the faraway parker.
What year is his car?
No, it's old.
It
eclipsed 200,000 miles. It's not the issue of
I know.
It's just being near people. And I was like, is it an age thing? The minute you turn a certain age, all of a sudden you're the grouchy pants in the parking lot that you have to park far away?
I'll be honest, it's a little weird. I mean, if I had like a, you know, $100,000 sports car, or nowadays $100,000 Dodge Ram, that,
so
you
it's
know,
not it, it's not an age thing. He just gets grouchy about how people
the only
put
reason
carts away and how people park.
Two reasons why I would park far with a far parker. It would be if I have a really expensive brand new car, or I'm in it for the exercise. There's no other reason.
No other reason.
No.
Do you have any parking lot quirks? Kendall just messaged us. She never parks next to a minivan because minivan drivers. Oh, my God, Kendall, because minivan drivers have kids, which chances are they are dinging up your car.
I have my parking quirk is my superpower. Is my miracle space trick that I do all the time, and it works.
That's not
every
a
single
parking quirk, but
it
okay.
is. But it's what I do. I just think I'm going to get the miracle space. It's waiting for me, and I pull in where you think that everybody's parked, and there it is.
Yeah, but is there anything like I won't park next to a cart corral? I don't park next to like even when we went to the Arc Deli last week.
Uh-huh.
I parked and then I pulled. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah,
you backed
in like three times ago to say something
because I switched spots.
Oh, you
because
did.
The person
oh.
next to me when I initially parked in, they had reversed. They pulled in, like backed in.
Uh-huh.
So their door and my driver's side door were touching, like at the same side.
We're facing each other. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even tell this story. Sorry. So my fear is that there's more chance of them dinging my car than not. So I had to park on the other spot.
Huh.
So then the driver's side, I never want my driver's side door to match up with your driver's side door.
I actually conversely park next to the cart corral because if I don't get the miracle space, because it's safer on one side, on your driver's side.
No, or, people you know. Just throw their carts in. Throw them in, and then your car is going to be a casualty.
Oh, somebody with that bad aim shouldn't even be driving because they're blind.
Well, those people exist, my friend. Those people exist.
Sorry to
Thankfully,
see the.
Nobody was hurt, and in either of those fires, or I don't know about the fire you saw last week.
Yeah,
but
right. No,
in
it didn't
Henrietta
look like
parking
it.
Lot at yeah. Wegmans, nobody was hurt.
All right, it's 8:13 on Buzz and Sandy. It's going to be beautiful sunshine today and 57 degrees.
Okay, here's the question. Have we jumped the shark when it comes to grad parties? Anybody hosting a grad party? 818-2899. I want to ask you, if you are doing this during the grad party, if you paid for this to be at the grad party, because I think this is a crazy, insane trend.
All right, we'll get to that next in The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Well, you can officially start having fun starting this Saturday during Lakes opening for the weekends.
Oh,
sign of summer.
Yay. That's
how about
a good
that?
Sign of summer.
Yeah, Sunday
okay,
night
and
Buzz,
Spaziano and Sandy. Grad parties are also a good sign of summer.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so can we talk about this new grad party trend?
What is it?
Because I think we've jumped the shark on grad parties. I think we need to scale it back, people. Scale it back. Who right now is planning their graduation party for their kid? And if you're just planning it, it's probably for next year, because I hear you have to plan like years in advance, which is insane.
Wait, what? What do you mean? Well, if you want to book a venue?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a freaking wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to play. I don't want to play this game. So.
What are people doing?
Well, before I tell you that. Tomorrow at this time on Spisano and Sandy, mm-hmm. we are kicking off our 30-second pitch. By the way, just a reminder, you give us your pitch, we'll give you a pass or fail, yay or nay.
Okay.
And this right here could be someone's pitch.
Oh, this would be perfect.
This would be. People are hiring professional photographers for the party itself.
Oh, come on. Really?
A professional photographer? Like, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but come on. That's expensive.
I mean, if you got the bucks, go ahead. But geez, that's a bit much. It's a bit
we're
much.
We're setting the standard. You're on my side?
I am on your side.
Setting the standard a little high. This is we're celebrating a diploma, not the Met Gala.
Well, yeah, unless it's a masquerade party, graduation party.
Oh, we're not doing themes. Are we doing themes?
Listen, a graduation party should be a barbecue in your backyard with your friends and the kids you went to school with. That's it.
It is so scaled down. It is a money grab. We know this to be true. I'm hearing
No, I know. I was going to just make up a rumor. I'm hearing nobody's doing that anymore. Yeah, no, hoping that my kid's listening right now.
Don't make it up. Is she talking about it already? She's a sophomore or junior?
She's a junior. So, yeah, she's debating if she actually wants a party or a trip. I go, when did that even become an option? Like, she's just making things up.
A party or a trip. That's awesome.
She's like, you know, the other day she just said, she goes, you know, instead of like the grad party, maybe we'll just go to Italy.
Yeah.
I go, what the hell?
Five grand later.
I'd rather give you the grad party.
$5,000 later. I mean, you can get away with a grad party for like maybe $1,000 or less.
Listen, my idea of a grad party is what you described.
Yeah.
Just come on over, pop on over. I may or may not have enough food by the time you come.
Get a bunch of frozen Bubba burgers and a couple packs of Zweigels and have a nice day.
I am not doing a professional photographer. You people are taking it to a crazy extreme.
Well, hold on a second. Why are you judging them? If they want to do it, they can do it. It doesn't mean we have to do it. You're not follow the leader kind of person, are you? Are you a bum? Well, they're making the bar high? Screw the bar.
Yes.
Go under it.
You're making us parents look bad, the rest of us.
No.
I can't bring myself to I don't even want her to have a party. I want her to be like, never mind about the party. Not the freaking trip, but never mind about the party.
Oh, my God.
Such a headache, isn't it?
818-2899 is the number. We're getting a call. Hi, morning. Hi to Buzz.
Good.
Hey, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, the whole graduation thing. I mean, Sandy's daughter and my daughter, I believe, both graduated 2022. Mm. For my daughter's graduation party, we rented out the place. And the whole cost of, like, the folks, we didn't do any of the cooking. We just catered it.
Mm-hmm.
It was $2,000.
Wow.
That was it. I don't think, people thought we paid nuts for
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays.
I didn't think it was bad.
Right.
Phil, nowadays you got to get a professional photographer. You got to get the, what do they call it last year? They started a trend where it was, they would get, oh, God, come on, someone help me. It was they like they get, put a bed, like a makeshift bed, and then they would decorate it like it's their dorm room, right? What was that called? It was called something.
Oh, so they staged a bed, yes. and then all that stuff was on it is what they take to college.
Yes, but I forgot what the name. That was an actual, like, there was a name to that trend last year, and now
I don't.
And every year you gotta up it, right? Like, if last year was that, this year it's the professional photographers. Like, what are we doing?
Or just 99% of us would be like, fine, go, you do you, have a nice day. I'm still
and
doing
then you
barbecue.
Feel compelled to give more money if you're invited to one of those parties, don't you?
No.
Oh, no? You're not guilty?
No, I am not sheepling anything when it comes to trends.
You just
I am
wait.
Not getting... I'm not going to do that. I just...
You say that, but...
I'm not
going to
give
that.
I'm not going to give more money or try to one-up the Joneses. Screw that. I'm too old for that crap. I'm not
if
doing
Ellie
that.
If Ellie was a junior or a senior in high school, you absolutely would be doing that. You say you're not going to?
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Maybe my wife. And if my wife wants to, then she can pay for it. It's coming up at 8:30 on 98.9 to Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy.
Okay, so a new study shows. Now, listen, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but it's a study, and I'm going to read it word for word. A new study shows that anxiety can actually help you live longer.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's coming up now.
The Buzz.
Fizzano Sandy, how you doing? Coming up to 9:843 right now here on The Buzz. Can't wait to hear about this one.
What is your level of anxiety? Because if you have anxiety, it's good for your health.
Tell
me
more.
Does it body good? I found this and I'm like, I am going to latch onto this because...
You're going to live forever.
Because you give me such a hard time and it's actually good.
You're high strung.
Here's the question. Would you rather work or be with someone who is carefree or someone who double checks everything? And which person are you? Because now they're saying a new study shows that certain types of anxiety can actually help you live longer. Legitimately, scientists looked at data from 400,000 people.
Oh, my God.
And discovered that there are two different kinds of worries.
Okay.
And if you are the right kind of worry, you will live longer.
What's the right kind of worry?
Well, the unhealthy anxiety.
Okay, what's the wrong kind of worry?
Is the constant stress or panic, mood swings, feeling overwhelmed a lot, can hurt your mental and physical health over time. Mm-hmm. The helpful anxiety, E-R-I-S, ERIS is how they refer to it. This is a calmer, more controlled version of worrying. So you tend to think ahead and be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
You still function emotionally and stable. You don't spiral. You just stay alert and careful. People with that type of ERIS anxiety smoke less, exercise more, mm-hmm. eat better, mm-hmm. go to the doctor more regularly, and overall had a lower risk of dying over 15 years.
15-year difference, huh? Wow. Well, that's you and me, right to the point.
Yeah, you're carefree.
I'm carefree.
I double check everything.
I just believe that when you're less stressed about stuff, you're happier, and therefore you have more positive vibes running in your life, and you know, because stress can take years off of you.
I can see, though, the extreme stress. Like, my mother is the extreme stress. She worries about everything, and it's all consuming. All her thoughts are that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Ma, are you creating a story in your head, or is this really a fact that you should worry about it?
Mm.
And she just, it's something about her Italian upbringing or something, because I know a lot of older Italian women are like that.
I think it's ingrained into their cultural upbringing, maybe?
I'm not sure. Or they've been through a lot. They've seen it enough that that's where it comes from.
Mm.
But I kind of see like the avoid danger and plan. I'd like that spot. That feeling is a good feeling.
Yeah.
When I'm like minimizing risk and I'm like just built-in caution is how they refer to it as.
I see like path of least resistance with concern. No, that's not with concern. With common sense. That's how, if I were to put it into a sentence, that's how I like to see.
I question if there is a point where you're too carefree, because you're not even looking what could go wrong. Like in your mind, you mm-hmm. travel like nothing bad is going to happen. And I'm like, oh.
Well, if it does, what can you do to change that? You can't.
It could. Like, you'll cross the street, a car is coming, you're like, that's fine.
No.
Don't worry, I'll be okay.
No,
I'll
do
be
not.
Fine. Don't worry.
I do not. I think it's the way my brain is wired, too. I can figure something out. I don't have to plan on it. I can always figure it out. It can always land correctly on 2 feet.
Okay. Well, they say that a little bit of planning is good to avoid danger,
course.
Make safer choices. You're able to make safer choices if you think through it first.
Yeah.
Take better care of your health. I don't know. So if you are slightly a worrier, you have a touch of anxiety, that's a good place to be, my friends.
Welcome to Welcome to your validation.
Yes, this is your validation.
And welcome to you listening this morning. Appreciate it. We've got coming up at top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We've got the commercial-free 98 ready to roll for you. 98 straight minutes of buzz tunes, and we go deep.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always search out the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Bizzano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, you can see some of the highlights from the show on our YouTube channel, 98.9 The Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you listening every day. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah.
We kick off 30-second pitch on Spizzano and Sandy tomorrow. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right.
So right now it is time to say, we out.
We out like all the places at the Lilac Festival when the weather finally behaves, like this weekend when it's going to be 70. It's going to be wall to wall, baby. Have a good one. See you. Bye.
Bye, Phoebe.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spizzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.